Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. The New York Yankees making history. The 2019 New York Yankees, with all the injuries, not having their full complement of stars for basically this entire season until recently, and another guy gets injured as Giancarlo Stanton gets out of the game last night with a knee contusion, but they broke a record for consecutive home runs. They just hit the hell out of the baseball every single night. Doesn't matter the opponent, doesn't matter who it is on the team, someone is hitting a home run as they continue to win and beat the Toronto Blue Jays last night. And the Mets, well, they played out the same old script. Get a little bit of a lead, go to the bullpen, and then blow it in dramatic fashion. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing all right. And you take stock of MLB statistics this morning, and you see DJ LeMahieu leads the American League in batting. Jeff McNeil is second in batting in the National League. You have Pete Alonso second in home runs in the National League. And you have Edwin Encarnacion leading with 24 homers in the American League, trailed by Gary Sanchez by one. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really good baseball players around here and a lot of players that are exceeding expectations or living up to those expectations. DJ LeMahieu just happens to be one of those players who's been terrific since day one. Pete Alonso has been terrific since day one. Jeff McNeil, even while playing the wrong position and at a position, has been terrific since day one. I mean, there's a lot of really good baseball players here. Unfortunately for the New York Mets, it does include their bullpen, and their bullpen basically implodes again. This time it happens to be Wilmer Flaunt. You know, Wilmer Flaunt has not been bad since he came over from the Rays. They've asked him to do some things that I don't necessarily know that he was capable of. And, you know, last night he comes in and game over. And all of a sudden the offense basically falls asleep at the latter part of the game. So the Mets continue to spiral downwards. Their bullpen ERA here in June has been the worst in baseball.
It's 7.44, I think.
It's just been – and this is all on the team – the group of guys who put the team together, and that's not Mickey Callaway. That's not the coaching staff. That is the front office. And the front office needs to be held accountable for this. The front office needs to be held accountable for Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz. The front office needs to be accountable for making bloated statements at the beginning of the year. And I really think that the anger for Met fans really is misplaced. It really should not be the manager. The more I think about it, and I'm not saying that he pushes all the right buttons, because there have been times where he has made major mistakes, and one in Chicago was obviously a glaring one. But for the most part, he's trying to piecemeal a pitching staff together that has been anything but good. Now, the one thing I will say in regards to being negative towards Mickey Callaway would be he's supposed to be a pitching guru. And the pitching has been the worst part of this team.
Sure, and last year there was definitely some improvements across the board. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the season you got out of Wheeler, the season you got out of DeGrom, Gazelman, and Lugo were great. I mean, it was, you really thought they had an impact on those guys. And this year it's been the exact opposite. But they are now at their lowest point of the season, 6 games under 500, only to get worse. And by the way, this is a Phillies team that had lost 7 straight going into this series. So, I mean, it makes it even worse.
And they have their own pitching problems, too. But, I guess misery loves company. And for the Phillies right now, the Mets couldn't have come to town at a better time. You know, they were spiraling
the
out of control. Yeah,
yes.
They were.
Yeah, and are you getting tired of the home run? Because this has gotten so ridiculous. And I know we've touched on it here or there. And good job for the Yankees for taking advantage of whatever the hell is going on, whether it's the bats, it's the balls, it's the terrible pitching, whatever it is. And 28 straight games with a home run breaks the record. I mean, that's great. Good for them. And it shouldn't be minimized. However, I mean, this is getting, across Major League Baseball, insane.
And this is something that we said in April and May when the weather was still terrible. And even beginning of this year in the Northeast, it was still bad. That wait till it warms up. Wait till you get these humid nights. Wait till that happens when balls usually fly out of parks. And now at this alarming rate that's going on, what is going to happen? I mean, it doesn't feel like the same game some nights. It just doesn't. How many flick of the wrist home runs do you have? How many announcers that play-by-play guys have been calling games for 20, 30 years think it's a routine fly ball to left field that ends up going out? I'm all about offense in all sports. I think it's great. It's entertaining. But it just doesn't feel like the same game that I'm watching day in and day out when these balls are flying out of park at this rate.
I think I told you it was about a month ago. I was listening to ESPN baseball radio announcers on Sunday night. And those guys were talking about how they had not seen a lot of broken bats this year. And to me, it's got to be the bat and maybe even a tighter wound ball, maybe. But the bats are not breaking as much as they have. So I think there's got to be something there. There's definitely has to be something there. And even like when Judge hit his home run last night in the first inning, you know, he kind of just hit it to right field. He hit it hard. It wasn't a high ball. In terms of leaving the bat. But, man, I'll tell you what, that short right field fence, I mean, if I were a right-handed hitter, I'd be aiming for it every time I was up.
Yeah.
Especially this year, especially with the way the home runs are going. I don't know. I guess it's what fans want. I guess it's what baseball wants.
But is it? I wonder. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. I mean, I think that, you know, the old chicks dig the long ball phrase, it's been around for about 50 years. I mean, I don't know if at this rate, because it's also frustrating, because you got to remember, yeah, the offense is beefed up, but how much bad pitching have we seen now because of this?
Well, I think it's part and parcel to all of it. I mean, even Manny Machado, you know, hit a bomb last night in Baltimore. I mean, it was just the ball just jumped off his bat. But again, I still think it's got something to do with the bats, man, because they're not breaking. And these balls are flying out just with the flick of the wrist, as you pointed out. And when I think of DJ LeMahieu, I don't think of a home run hitter.
Right.
But during this streak, he has the second most home runs for the Yankees. He's one behind Gary Sanchez.
Right.
During the streak of home runs that the Yankees set the record with last night, DJ LeMahieu, I believe, has 7 home runs during that streak. Gary Sanchez has 8.
Yeah, it's a good thing for the Yankees because they've got so much power and they play in a park that is conducive for this type of game. And I think ultimately it's going to serve them really, really well when they get to the postseason. But I don't know if this rate of home run is what the fan really wants, because there's also the other side of it where you're seeing, you know, these bullpen ERAs going way up. And when you have, you know, home runs flying out in the way that they are and bad middle relief in baseball, I mean, this is why you're getting more runs scored. This is why you're breaking records all over the place. This just isn't a coincidence this year. This isn't just like the year of the offense. Remember, it was supposed to get scaled back post-steroid era, and now what we're seeing is more runs and more home runs than ever.
You know, of all the games last night, there were, you know, the Giants and Rockies 4-2, the Diamondbacks and Dodgers 3-2, and then there was the Braves and Cubs 3-2, and the Astros and Pirates 5-1. Everybody else is scoring a combined 10 runs or more. This is happening every night.
Yeah,
that's why I think if you're a pitcher, man, so you gotta wonder what the hell is going on.
Well, you'd be frustrated as hell.
Give me another 6 inches on that mound, man.
Yeah, and
do something.
But then if they complain about it, sounds like they're making excuses and all that. Nobody
but the numbers speak to it.
But that's why I know you're right, and I think there is something going on. But if you're a pitcher and you start bitching about the bats and the balls and stuff, then you just, it's like you take some responsibility for yourself. But I think they have a legitimate point. And it's just, I don't know. I like seeing when a guy, like Stanton's home run, and he gets hurt again last night. I thought his hand got stepped on, and that was going to be the problem.
They're saying knee contusion.
But now they're saying knee contusion. We'll see. He's going to get
MRI. That means Maybin will get healthy quicker. That's all.
He'll be right back in the lineup. But I like Stanton's home run the other night, you know, 111 miles an hour, 440, so whatever the hell it was. I mean, it was that right
has
there.
Has to be the bats, man.
Like watching a guy like that hit a home run like that, right, that wasn't a cheap one. It's all these other ones, though, that it just doesn't feel like it should be home runs. And I think that sort of is cheapening the game in a sense. And I only think it's going to get worse. as we get deeper into the summer. It's like if a guy is the Todd Frazier home run, he could talk about how he barreled that thing. The first one that was just ridiculous that everybody was laughing at, where he says he barreled it and he just sort of reached out and it went over into the M&M seats over there at Citi Field. That should not be a home run. Like, and I don't want to be sitting in the playoffs looking at something like that, like a broken bat where there's no bats are breaking, but a guy just flicking his wrist out in the ninth inning and a ball flying 420 feet. That's not baseball.
You know what? For the Yankees, that didn't happen last year in the playoffs, and that's one of the reasons why they went out and got DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, but this year is different, man. They just broke a major league record. And then there was just another record broken for how many runs two teams scored in 1-3 game series. I mean, this is crazy, and I don't think
the Padres and the Rockies.
Right, I don't think that it's just because the players are better. Like, I don't think there's like a new game, like the NBA and the Warriors changed everything, and the run and gun, and the people are shooting a three more. This is something bizarre is happening.
I'm telling you, the bats. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go with that, man, because I until I heard those guys talking about it, I didn't really think much about it. And now that when I watch a game, I try to see how many bats are being broken. And they're not breaking.
Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you, like, bats in the past have been broken. I don't know if they have
done
something to
these bats. I don't know enough about
wood.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know enough about the wood bats. Sure, there'll be a million bat experts. And, the guy who invented Louisville Slugger will probably be on the phone calling in from Paramus at any point to tell us about it. But, you know, I don't know. I just, I can't, I don't have an explanation. I'm just worried that maybe this is too much. So, I mean, I wonder. I mean, kids probably love it. It's one of those things.
I think when the NBA went to a three-point shot because of the ABA and the success of that, and, you know, the NHL has tinkered about making the pads for the goalie smaller, maybe making the net a little bit bigger. You know, they've resisted a lot of this stuff. They want more scoring. The home run is exciting. You know, people like to see it. People want to go to games. They want to see home runs. And I know that there are a few people out there that are anti-home run or more pitching-centric and want to see a 2-1 baseball game played really well with a lot of different decisions being made by the manager late in game, double switches, things of that nature that happen naturally in a National League game as opposed to an American League game. But I still think that the Major League Baseball is going to embrace this, that they want this, that they want home runs. You know, they want instant gratification. They want the younger fan to enjoy to see guys like Pete Alonso and Stanton and Sanchez and these guys go yard every other night. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Major League Baseball reacted to these other sports and saw how, hey, look in football, they adjusted the rules so it's harder to defend these wide receivers. And look at the offense and look at the popularity there. Look at the NBA and the three-point shot and how many people are into the NBA and all the offense there in 152 to 148 games. And probably reacted to that. All right, you know, we got to get more eyeballs on our game. You know, everybody talks about how we need to adjust. This will be the thing that we do. We'll somehow create more home runs. Now, how they did it, I have no friggin' idea. But there's no doubt that something happened because this is getting crazy.
Yeah, but I also see, I actually see the evolution of the athlete. I think some of these athletes are ridiculous. Like an Aaron Judge is a ridiculous athlete.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You know, when was the last time we saw a guy like him? I mean, you could say Albert Pujols maybe back in his St. Louis days or something, but these athletes are ridiculous.
But the dude's played like 3 games in a season where the Yankees are breaking records with home runs. It's not just him. You know what I'm saying?
All
these guys are hitting home runs.
I also think, and it's kind of interesting because Andre Iguodala, you know, doing the rounds and all that stuff. How about this? He says, according to him, this is the perception of him and his team.
Yeah.
Is that there's a lot of hate out there for Steph Curry. Like, both from players that they play against and, I guess, media hordes or, you know, social media, you know, Twittiots and all those people, mm-hmm. that for some reason there's a lot of hate out there for him. And I'm like, really? I'm thinking, this guy's like the most celebrated guy in basketball because of the way he plays and the shots that he makes and how clutch he has been his entire career. But for some reason, Andre Iguodala thinks that there's this negative tinge towards Steph
Curry.
Well,
when guys, I think the same thing goes on with the Patriots, right? When you're on a team that has had so much success, you end up getting a lot of people that want to see you fail because they're tired of seeing you win.
I don't know, man.
And then you focus on those people. For example, you know, Julian Edelman is here yesterday. He's nice enough to give us a couple of shirts of his that he's made with his company. And I was reminded, because in that bag was those Bet Against Us shirts where he put those out after they beat the Chargers last year in the playoffs. And then he...
Well, that's because Stephen A. Smith had Hunter Henry going for three touchdowns.
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. But it just reminded me, I was like, wait a second. Barely anybody bets against you guys. They always pick you. You're the predominant favorite. You've never been underdogs, like, ever.
They all look for something.
Exactly.
Organize them or incentivize them and look like, you know, it's us against the world. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It helps them, though, I guess, right? It helps them out, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. But I think what helps them out more than anything is the dedication to their craft.
Sure.
And somehow, some way, Bill Belichick has kind of had a profound effect on all those players, kept them off of Twitter and kept them focused on their jobs. I don't think that they have a Fortnite lounge up there in New England.
Probably not. All right, more home runs for the Yankees last night. They break the record. Do you like seeing all these home runs? 877-337-6666, number to join the show. We got some NBA rumors out there as well to get to, because we are just, what, 4 days away, 5 days away from NBA free agency opening up at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Well, Boomer, NHL free agency is going on right now, too.
Yeah, you know, that's great.
All this tampering period.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, yeah, okay, Boomer fine. And Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.